Digestion is a complicated process, as pointed out by Dr. Kurt Habegger, who draws a diagram on a whiteboard.
Food comes down the esophagus and is deposited in your stomach, and there are two muscles that are circular. And what they do is, the first one is, there is their sphincters, this cardiac sphincter. It traps the food in here. It gets mushed up.
The assistant research professor at the University of Cincinnati has discovered that two of the most promising hormones targeted for treatment of obesity and diabetes may interact to promote weight loss. Glucagon, a naturally occurring hormone, promotes the melting of fat and causes the liver to release another hormone known as FGF21, or fibroblast growth factor. The interplay between the two may be key in regulating weight. Erica Watrick knows how hard it can be to lose weight. She started putting on the pounds after she got married and having kids.
I think I was really in denial for a while, and the weight just stayed there. When I did go back into the workplace when my youngest was in kindergarten, I was what I call a habitual Weight Watchers person, and I would go lose 25, 30 pounds, plateau, get frustrated, and quit and gain it back.
And she still had 150 pounds to lose. Obesity runs on both sides of Watrick's family. On top of the extra weight, she has multiple sclerosis.
I didn't want my weight to hold me back anymore. I figured that my MS was holding me back enough. I didn't need the weight on top of it.
Watrick now works for a bariatric surgeon and had the procedure known as the gastric sleeve a couple of weeks ago. Her stomach size is reduced to a quarter of its original size, kind of like a small skinny banana. With this new smaller stomach, she feels fuller sooner and can't eat as much. It's a less invasive option than gastric bypass, which divides the stomach into pouches and rearranges the small intestine. Dr. Brad Watkins of UC's Weight Loss Center in Westchester performed the gastric sleeve surgery on Watrick. He says when it comes to hunger, doctors and researchers don't know much about the body.
We know that the drive to eat is a very powerful biological drive, and the brain and the body are very interested in the body eating. And if it thinks for a second that you're going to not eat, it freaks out.
He and others do know stretching the pressure receptors in the wall of the stomach turns off the desire to eat. The processing of the food is still somewhat of a mystery.
One of the theories is that a fundamental difference between skinny people and obese people is that obese people, it's almost like their GI tract is too efficient. There's fewer nutrients getting to the lower end of the small intestine. So they've looked at instilling food lower in the intestine as a potential weight loss mechanism. They're also doing work with bile salts and bile salt absorptions.
Kirk Habegger is focusing on the hormones. Researchers injected natural glucagon into patients. It triggered the increase of circulating FGF21 within hours. The FGF21 helps in burning calories.
The patient that I see really benefiting from this therapeutic or therapeutics that grow out of this research will be the obese and diabetic individual, someone who needs to lose both fat mass and to increase their insulin sensitivity to kind of get back ahead of the eight ball.
With some surgical procedures like the gastric bypass, these weight loss promoting hormones are naturally released. However, Habegger noticed less invasive surgery like the gastric band, putting a removable band around the stomach to limit intake, did not trigger the hormonal release for as long. He theorized injecting hormones would make the surgery more effective. He's studying mice with the band in combination with injectable hormones.
We are able to use the drug to increase the efficacy of this surgery. And we hope that this provides an example of a lower invasive surgery that is now as efficacious as the gastric bypass. All of these changes result in a hypersecretion an enhanced secretion of GLP-1. And GLP-1 is secreted normally in response to a meal. It's just that after the surgery, the secretion is elevated.
Habegger says this is the first time pharmacotherapy has been combined with surgery to treat obesity. Erica Watrick had the sleeve, not the band, but is intrigued.
It's an interesting prospect. I would definitely have to look more into it. I know I researched and researched online, in books, picking Dr. Watkins' brain forever before I decided to have my procedure. And I think it might be a good option for people to do that instead of something that is permanent.
It's unclear just how long people would have to take the injections after surgery. Clinical trials are expected in the next 5 years. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.